Driving down Mud Creek Road in Monaco, Wisconsin, you might think you're headed to a campground or a hiking trail, but in fact, the gravel lane leads to Frank Kovac's handmade planetarium.
When they come here, a lot of people ask me where I bought this. This is something I built, and it took me many years.
Kovac's voice echoes slightly inside the steel-paneled shed where the planetarium sits. Behind him is the white wooden globe he built, looming like a giant golf ball. It turns slowly, making a creaking sound.
The top mechanical aspect is held up with a heavy spring mechanism.
Kovac explains that his is different from typical planetariums. Most rely on star projectors that rotate to show the night sky at different times or seasons.
In here, I have to roll the globe around the audience before the program to get it ready.
Instead of moving the image of the stars overhead, the entire globe turns. It's called a mechanical globe planetarium. At 22 feet in diameter, it's the largest one of its kind ever built.
So every single star you see at night is painted in here, and that is about 5,000 stars. I painted them with glow paint.
That's right, glow-in-the-dark paint. A simple tool for a celestial effect. A grid on the inside of the globe helped him map out where individual stars should go, and Kovac then sponge-painted the haze of the Milky Way.
And of course, I had scaffolding in here to reach up there. I had people ask me if I felt like Michelangelo that did the Sistine Chapel. I said, well, it wasn't quite like that.
Painting the stars took Kovac a year and a half, and the entire building project spanned a decade. Meanwhile, he held down a full-time job at the local paper mill. Growing up as a shy kid from Chicago, he had once harbored a dream of being an astrophysicist, but Kovac says his math skills were never up to snuff. After working for several years in a machine shop and spending time in the Air Force, he took a job at a paper mill in northern Wisconsin, where he knew he could at least have a good view of the stars. And sometimes he would take groups of Boy Scouts out to view the night sky.
It was 1996, and I had a group of scouts I did a program for, and it was a beautiful clear day, but it clouded over at night. There went the outdoor stargazing. I had an idea. That's when it really came to me. I'm going to build a planetarium where you could learn all about the stars.
He immediately became obsessed with the idea. He couldn't wait to get home from the mill every day so he could work on the planetarium. One piece of plywood at a time, the mechanical globe took shape. Sheltered within a ramshackle shed with nothing but flapping tarps for walls. But it gradually became more than another side project. As the years wore on, Kovac sank over $150,000 into the project, even refinancing his house to pay the last few bills.
Most people says, you mean you are doing all this work for make-believe stars? I says, well, no, you have to realize is that every planetarium in the country has make-believe stars. That's not the point. The point is that they look accurate.
But the point is bigger than that. Dedicating the planetarium to the memory of his father, who taught him to love the night sky, Kovac says he built the planetarium to share it with others. And with thousands of visitors now flocking here every year, Kovac says it's been a big change in his life.
I was so scared when it came to 2007 because I knew everything was coming together and I was waiting for the final approvals. And then I had to do a show. I was a very shy person in school. I was very shy when it came to speaking to groups.
He remembers wanting to pass out when he had to read the Gettysburg Address in front of his classmates. Now he's a pro at these planetarium shows and doesn't even use notes as he describes how the universe works.
If you were to remove this building away from this globe and open this here, you would see that star there at night.
He's pointing a red laser at the North Star. It's not painted straight overhead, but about halfway to the horizon. Inside the dark cocoon of the planetarium, it's peaceful and the stars surprisingly lifelike. Kovac can even crank up the crickets for a nighttime feel. After about half an hour,
the paint starts to shimmer. Why is that happening? Outside, stars twinkle because of our atmosphere. As light passes through air, it kind of shimmers it. In here, it's doing that because the paint is losing its initial brightness, and that really gives you that feeling of being outside.
Now, Kovac says, he loves seeing visitors come away inspired by his project. 6 years into the business, he still picks up seasonal jobs in the winter when visitor traffic slows. But his bold idea seems to have paid off in more ways than one. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.